from KQED.
U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer and her Republican challenger Carly Fiorina held their second and likely final debate yesterday over the radio. Boxer beamed in from a studio in Washington, D.C., Fiorina from KPCC in Los Angeles. Frank Stoltz of KPCC reports the two candidates staked out opposite positions on just about every issue.
Take federal stimulus spending, for example. Boxer strongly supports it.
It is creating jobs. I've gone all over the state. Our Republican governor says it is creating tens of thousands of jobs and saving others.
Fiorina argues hundreds of billions of stimulus dollars did little for the economy.
Since the stimulus bill passed, our unemployment rate has grown from 10.2% to 12.4%.
Fiorina, the former head of Hewlett-Packard, is a fiscal conservative who wants to extend the Bush tax cuts and slash regulations. She'd like to repeal the historic health care law, too.
What we have with this bill now are people are being thrown off their insurance. Premiums are rising. We are being told by small business owners all across the state that suddenly they're being asked to fill out a 1099 for everyone with whom they do more than $600 worth of business a year to help pay for this health care system.
In response, Boxer, a three-term incumbent, issued a warning.
When somebody says repeal and replace, watch out, because once it's repealed, you're not going to see a very quick replacement. Right now, if you have a child who's up to 26 years of age, you can keep them on your policy. Right now, seniors are getting back $250 to help them with their prescription drugs. Does my opponent want to take the checks away?
Boxer again criticized Fiorina for laying off 30,000 workers while she took a multi-million dollar salary as head of Hewlett-Packard. Fiorina accused Boxer of accomplishing little during her nearly three decades as a congresswoman and senator. They battled over immigration, too. Boxer said she wants to provide a way for illegal immigrants in the U.S. to become citizens. On the campaign trail, Fiorina has said she opposes that. Border security is her priority. One of the more tense moments of the debate came when radio host Pat Morrison pressed Fiorina about her accusations that Boxer is backed by extremist environmental groups.
What groups are those?
All I can tell you is that it is the only explanation I can come up with.
Now, what are the names of these groups?
The only explanation that I can come up with.
Fiorina said she's concluded Boxer must be backed by extremist groups because of her support for endangered species in the Sacramento Delta and elsewhere. Later, at a news conference, she still refused to name any groups. Boxer took on Fiorina over the abortion issue. She said her opponent wants to see Roe v. Wade overturned.
Women and doctors could be put in jail in any state of the union.
Fiorina bristled.
Barbara Boxer engages frequently in a shocking misrepresentation of my record, but nowhere is that more unconscionable than her continued assertion that I support the criminalization of abortion. She knows very well that this is not true. There are no circumstances under which a woman in California would be denied an abortion.
Fiorina has said she wants the U.S. Supreme Court to make abortions illegal. She also has said she would not have a litmus test on the issue for Supreme Court candidates and would not introduce legislation to overturn Roe v. Wade. One recent poll shows Fiorina trailing Boxer by 8 percentage points. The election is fewer than 5 weeks away, but voting by mail starts next Tuesday. For the California Report, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.
As Frank mentioned, we're days away from voting by mail. Don't be overwhelmed. Head online to californiareport.org and look for the link to our extensive election coverage.